neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Happened to be an interview with Aaron HaKodesh. So they asked Aaron HaKodesh, how does he feel? How does he feel, Aaron HaKodesh?
Fantastic.
Why he feels fantastic? I'm sorry?
Because he's keeping Torah.
Exactly. So they said, I'm placed in the holiest place in the whole olam. What is it called? Kodesh Kodeshim. Kodesh Kodesh. So now they asked Aaron HaKodesh, doesn't it bother you because all your measurement is broken? It's broken. Did you notice?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did he say? Why is it broken? I'm sorry?
The Aaron represents Torah, so no one ever knows enough Torah.
So if he was complete, instead of one and a half, it would be one, two, three. So you would not think that you have to learn Torah, more Torah?
The incomplete numbers are there for him to know that even if he carries the loophole, he's not 100% complete.
I know, but the crucial point here is it the kavod of the Torah that the measurement will be broken? Is it? No, it's not. So if we have an item in Kodesh Kodeshim that nobody is permitted to enter, right? It's the holiest place, only once a year, Kohen Gadol. So now, if he carries the Luchot, the Torah, the Keruvim, so it has to be representable. Kavod, respect. Well, this is a broken measure. You follow?
The reminder of what we did. You should not forget.
Aaron? No, the broken Luchot is in there.
Yes, I know.
But the measurement of the box is broken. It's not complete. It's half. You need a few days to think about it, or?
Yes.
Aaron HaKodesh responded, actually, the reason that I'm placed in Kodesh Kodeshim, the holiest of holy, because if I had a complete measurement, I would not be here. Do you hear me? You heard me?
Aaron HaKohen says that?
No, Aaron HaKodesh. We're talking about the box.
Why?
Yeah, there was an interview with the box.
If it's complete, would it be there?
Yes.
Why?
Why?
Because that's the nature of the physical world, it's incomplete.
And not really. No, actually, we have a Gemara that explains it could be usable, maybe. And it is, broken measurement means the type of feeling that it gives you. Like, let's say, if somebody respects you, say shalom, say I'm not coming, I'm leaving, so you feel importance. Say, oh, he cares about me, you know, he's not making noise, he considers. But if it's otherwise, then you feel?
Unimportant.
That means you feel?
Broken.
Yeah. You feel broken? Because our nature here is, we want to be shalem, complete, through people. When people, they value, they give you arzesh, you feel lifted up, great. But if not, so then, it's not worth it. So now, here, there's a delicate point here. As long as you feed it up, you know, let's say, there's a kid, he likes ice cream, right? So you give him ice cream. How much? How much you give him ice cream?
Not too much. Scoop and a half.
Scoop and a half. Like a cup?
Yes.
Yeah. So then give him like the whole pint.
Scoop and a half at a
time. Let's give him a pint.
Okay.
It's Sunday. So now you give him a pint. So what is he going to do with the ice cream?
He's going to
eat and eat and eat and eat more and eat more and eat more and then?
Eventually
stomach ate. So ate, and then ate. Yeah. Faint. That's it.
Ice cream people don't usually faint out.
It has pistachios in it. So now, the general rule in whole Olam as follows, and that is, anything in Olam is exactly just like the ice cream. They give you and 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 they give you, right? And you feed it up and feed it up, and then you faint. What does it mean? The opportunity that one must request to have that something that he be able to make complete. What does it mean? If it's full, it's full. That's it. But if it's broken, then you have opportunity to fill it up, make it complete. But if they give you and give you and give you and give you, respect you, listen to you, and obey you, there's nothing there. You're done. Finished. But when they don't, then you have the opportunity to make it complete. How? That's a whole tip. What do you do when people playing around? What do you do? What do you do when people don't listen to you? What do you do when people, they're just careless? They disrespect you. What do you do?
Just pass by.
No, it's bothersome. Get upset. So now here, Ribono Shel Olam is teaching us, look at this vessel. It's Torah. What does it mean? That means the Torah has the koach, has the power to make you a complete person. Even though that circumstances is completely vajgun, is upside down, is broken in pieces. What does it mean? That means the Torah vessel doesn't need the feedback of other people. A Torah vessel doesn't need to be feeded by you. I don't need your respect. Who are you to give me respect? Who are you to listen to me? I don't need you to listen to me. You need to feed me? I'm already complete. Why? Because I have the Torah. You don't bother me. You can do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. This is the Torah. But if you expecting that people fill you up to serve you, then you don't have the Torah that you're supposed to have. So now, here, the delicate point here is, you want to know who is really Torah vessel or not a Torah vessel. The answer is very simple. If you see somebody blows up, gets angry, whatever he does, actually, it's from mouth outside. That means the force that could build them up, he doesn't have. It's all ruvati, it's all zahiri. Doesn't mean anything. Why? Because he feels every broken moment. But here we see, if really you're a Torah vessel, you don't feel the broken measurement. Because in the Kodesh Kodeshim, but every move, if you look at it and aggravates you, you should know you're not doing it the right way. Because the real Torah vessel, he understands that's how it is. The broken measurements comes constantly. Because you have expectation and you wonder, this attitude, does it make sense? But as soon as you felt it, that means your place is not in Kodesh Kodeshim. And that's why the vessel that can be placed in Kodesh Kodeshim, he bears with broken measurement. Why? Because it's the vessel of the Torah. We don't need to be complete measurement. Because you understand nothing matters to be feeded by other people, to be respected by other people, to be supported by other people. Why? Because you have it already. Imagine that there is a real fast car, right? What type of fast car, you know? 0 to 60?
Ferrari.
Yeah, this one. So now, do you ever imagine the driver needs somebody to push the car?
No!
But if you have one of these This is all the cause. He read my mind. The one that is Handel. Yeah, it's from Handel. Of course, you need to
push it,
and that's how it is. If you feel that you need to be pushed by other people, you're nothing by them. That's it. But you're supposed to be. That's it. And that's what the unbelievable message of the broken measurement is all about. The Torah doesn't need, don't make me incomplete. I'm fine. I'm in the right place. And that takes lots of awareness. That Chas v'Shalom, you will not make your life bitter. Why? Because people, they have their own thing. Don't read people. It's gonna wear you out. Don't even try what he wants to do, what his plan is, what he's planning to do. This is wearing out your whole system. Because you have it. Duty to worry about yourself. As long as, this is a term that they use, you heard about it? It said, to pilash naru. Pile. Yeah. Because when you do, it Chas v'Shalom, it destroys your whole system. Why? Because you want to figure them out. Don't do that. Then it's gonna break you. And that's what the whole beautiful message here is. Toratena Adosha is placed in a vessel, the broken measurement. Where? Kodesh Kodeshim. Koila Nishomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koila Nishomone, Shomo Sheli. Koila Nishomote, Halel Kohaleluko, Koila Nishomone, Shomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.